From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Two pit bulls have paid the price for their owner letting them attack two other dogs in Timmins 3 years ago. In court last week, Cynthia Cowett was ordered to destroy the pit bulls and can't own a dog for 10 years. Serena Levert is the owner of the small dogs that were attacked. She says 10 years isn't enough.
I think it should have been for life, but I'm happy with the 10 years and at least that she can't destroy another animal, another dog anyways.
One of Levert's dogs, Penny the Pug, died 6 months after the attack. She was 10 years old. Levert says Piper, the long-haired wire fox terrier, has never recovered psychologically. You won't need rubber boots or hip waders anymore at a concert or other event at Hollingshead Park. Heavy rain during last fall's Rock on the River Festival turned the festival and events area behind the ballpark into a giant mud pit. Now, City Council has given the go-ahead to repair it with gravel for now. More changes could be made in future years. That includes grass. The only problem with that is that grass isn't suitable for midway rides to be set up there. Seven sites, including the McIntyre Community Building and the dome-shaped ore bin on the Hollingshead Mine property, are on a list of buildings with heritage interest. That's an important step towards being declared heritage properties, limiting what their owners can do to them. Museum Board and Heritage Board Chair Councillor Michelle Boileau says being listed means the owner, in all seven cases, the city, must give 90 days notice before demolition. If not, it's only 2 weeks, which isn't long enough to apply for designation.
We've seen this happen in recent history with the mine manager's house, where all of a sudden the property owner wanted to demolish the building. The city was only given 2 weeks' notice, and we were all kind of scrambling that we were at a loss of any kind of measures to do anything about it.
All seven of the latest additions to the list and photographs of them are on our website. In Moose Sports, Game 2 of the NOJHL East Division Final is tonight, 7:30, at the MAC. The host Rock used a 4-goal third period to win last night's opener over the Hearst Lumberjacks. The final score there, 6-1. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.